Teaching kids how to safely navigate the internet can be a tall order for parents as well as teachers. On this week's Techonomics, host Jason Middleton looks at Google's efforts to help kids be internet awesome. And Sesame Street is launching an online effort to help children who've experienced trauma online or in real life.
It's Digital Citizenship Week. California Department of Education, in collaboration with Common Sense Education, will celebrate CDE Digital Citizenship Week October 16th through the 20th. We have a Common Sense Educator on in the next segment, but to tee that up, we wanted to pull out two other name brands you already know who are trying to help kids with digital skills and more. Those brands are Google and Sesame Street. Yeah, they both may be institutions by now, but let's not quibble and just call them brands. First up, we will unpack Google's online program called Be Internet Awesome. Then we'll have Sesame Street's new digital initiative to help children who have experienced trauma. But first, Google.
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Stein, S-T-E-I-N, and my title is Security Expert.
Security expert at Google, right? So
at Google.
We want to talk about being internet awesome, a slate of products, I guess you would say, to keep kids safe while they're surfing online. But I'd like to start with, what are the new threats when it comes to the internet and kids being exposed to certain types of behavior?
Sure. The threats are always changing. I think one that you hear about a lot right now is phishing. And phishing is when you're tricked into handing over your username and password for an account, for example. And those have become really tricky. And unfortunately, you'll be hearing more and more about those because I don't think they're going away. It's one of the oldest problems on the internet.
Right. And they're using more sophisticated psychological approaches, I understand, to get people in. Not just kids, though. I mean, this is happening at major corporations, and the email phishing is really kind of tricking people with some clever URLs and whatnot, too, right?
That's right. Yeah. Not just a problem for kids. You hear about phishing at corporations, for adult users. It's a pretty prevalent issue.
So kids and adults are both facing things on the internet that they need to be trained against almost. And Google is pushing out some products, or at least an approach towards that. And it's called Be Internet Awesome. Can you help unpack that, please?
You know, I think Be Internet Awesome is intended to help kids make safe choices online. That's sort of what it boils down to. And it's a program we announced over the summer, but particularly with the back-to-school season going on and kids especially using connected devices more and more, we wanted to develop this program to help educate people from the very beginning about how to be safe online, but also how to respect each other online. And that's the idea of being internet awesome. And there's actually five particular pillars of the program, and it's to be internet smart, which is to share with care and be mindful of your reputation online. Internet alert. We say don't fall for fake. So that gets back to our phishing issue, which, you know, you don't want to be tricked. We teach you how to not be tricked. Be internet strong, to secure your secrets. So that's really about privacy and security.
Uh-huh.
Be internet kind. You know, we say it's cool to be kind, and it is. This sort of gets back to respecting each other online. This isn't just about safety. It's about being nice,
right,
in a lot of ways.
Being
and then
civil.
Be internet brave. Being civil. Yeah, exactly. Be internet brave is the fifth one. And we really think it's important to, you know, talk things out when you see something that's inappropriate. And that's not just with other people online. It may be with your teachers and your parents as well.
All right. So we have five criteria that are working around being internet awesome. But this is a show based in the Bay Area. And, of course, it goes out on a podcast. But let's just stick to California. Do you have any California data right now about being internet awesome or security threats?
You know, just in the past week in San Francisco, some of the top searches related to cyberbullying, largely a problem for girls. What is cyberbullying? How many reports of cyberbullying? And then phishing continues to be a really sort of hot button issue. And what is phishing? How to spot phishing? What is spear phishing?
What is spear phishing? Can we go back to that?
Spear phishing is when you try to really attack a specific person, as opposed to phishing, sort of throwing spaghetti at the wall, which is, you know, we'll try to fish whoever we can get. Spear phishing is when you say, there's this very particular user that I'm trying to fish. So it's a spear, more targeted.
Are there tools online that Google is providing for this as far as maybe teachers could use it, parents could use it, kids could get to it?
There's a game that we've developed called Interland, which is for kids. It's a computer game, and you can go through and learn about all of these important things. But we've also developed some curriculum for teachers to use in the classroom. And I think one thing that sort of gets overlooked in this whole conversation is what happens at home. Mm-hmm. You know, in order for a program like this to really work, you need to be able to talk with your kids and your parents about these issues. And, you know, often that's not the easiest thing. And for parents especially, they may not be as familiar with these things, so they didn't grow up with the internet. So maybe the most important pillar is being able to talk about this and keeping the conversation going at home.
Right. It seems like Google is trying to build a common vernacular around this, which I think is a very high value. So I'd like to circle back real quick on Interland, the game you mentioned. What's the age group for that, and should it be monitored when the kid is on it?
There isn't a particular age group that we've defined. I think it's probably elementary school type age, but right. We haven't said it specifically for a certain age group.
So my 8-year-old daughter should probably be able to navigate that, and I should probably be in the room just in case.
Yeah, sure. That sounds right.
Any specific URL you want to mention, Aaron?
Yes. If folks want to learn more about the Internet Awesome, you can go to g.co/theinternetawesome.
Right on. Aaron, thanks a lot for your time. Very valuable product. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That was Aaron Stein. He's a security expert at Google. We have links to everything Aaron talked about, including being Internet Awesome, at kgoradio.com/techonomics. Next up, we continue to tee up Digital Citizenship Week with something near and dear and almost essential to children, Sesame Street. Sesame Street is hoping to help kids deal with trauma, whether it's a family death, a hurricane, or bullying. Here we go.
Jeanette Betancourt, Senior Vice President, U.S. Social Impact at Sesame Workshop.
Dr. Betancourt, we wanted to talk with you this morning about children coping with trauma. And could you just, in broad strokes, explain to us what the new program is about?
Yes, this new initiative is called Sesame Street and Communities, and it provides resources for parents and caregivers, along with the important adults in their community, providers, community service providers. And these resources are designed to help children understand and cope with difficult situations, traumatic experiences.
Not to get dark or anything, but we have to tease out what these traumatic situations might be that children are having to deal with. I'm thinking like maybe a death in the family or something like that.
It's a broad scope, and you're right. Over half of children today experience at least one traumatic experience, and they can encompass everything from the things we're experiencing lately, natural disasters, violent actions, or a divorce, grief, the death of a parent, or even incarceration of a parent. Those are all types of traumatic experiences.
So this is like a toolbox for parents and other adults so that they can more effectively communicate with younger people, right?
Absolutely. It's a toolbox of resources, including videos, interactives, storybooks, and also information describing what traumatic experiences are for, as you said, adults, and those include parents and caregivers, but also the many community service providers that are in every community, because we want to create a circle of care for young children.
Life is hard sometimes, and traumas can happen on top of one another. This will help them keep coping moving forward, too. It's something that's early child development, I guess, right?
Absolutely. In terms of a traumatic experience or a variety of them, shouldn't define your destiny, but rather the fact that we provide ways to cope, but also build a sense of resiliency for both the adults and children at once, really sets a way to cope for future experiences.
You know, I can't think of Sesame Street without thinking about how it influenced me when it comes to my dietary choices. Maybe I ate a couple extra vegetables. I'm not saying I did it all the time, the jump roping and the fitness and things. Does Sesame Street in Communities, which is the name of the program, does it have an approach for health?
Absolutely. It actually has an approach for everything in children's development. So one area is really all the early learning basics. So it's all about literacy and language development and enjoying math. And then, as you pointed out, that concept of physical health and also emotional health, like Cookie Monster also saying that it's okay to have a sometime food as well as an anytime food. So cookies and things are a sometime food. So that's in there, as well as these very difficult topics that we just talked about.
Dr. Betancourt, launching a new program is never cheap, I wouldn't imagine, not very easy to do. Can you tell us a little bit about the funding for this?
Yes. as a nonprofit organization whose mission is to help children grow smarter, stronger, and kinder, all of this work needs to be philanthropically supported. And in this case, we have a wonderful funder and collaborator, which is the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and we're extremely grateful for their vision and their support.
We've been speaking with Dr. Jeanette Betancourt. She's the Senior Vice President of U.S. Social Impact over at Sesame Workshop. We've been talking about Sesame Street in communities. Dr. Betancourt, thank you again for your time and for all that you do.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Sesame Street in Communities includes hundreds of videos, activities, storybooks, games, and other resources, both in English and Spanish, all featuring the lovable Sesame Street Muppets, of course. The platform is funded by a generous grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and you can find it all at SesameStreetInCommunities, all one word, .org. Again, links are at kgoradio.com/techonomics, if that's easier. Coming up next, Common Sense Media and the statewide initiative to help children learn to safely and effectively be on the Internet. It's called Digital Citizenship Week. That's next. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.